Disclaimer, I'm editing this episode away from home, so I don't have the normal music that I use, so I improvised some new music. Enjoy this new music that I threw together.
Well, I'm a podcast guy, won't tell no podcast lie. I make content, you can see it in my podcast eyes. The show is eclectic, hitting the content mine, hit or miss. You'll never guess the guests I got on this time. It's content. It's content.
Gentlemen, welcome to Content, presumably a podcast. One of our guests today is the family-friendly man who invented the eggplant emoji and is horrified at how it's being used by today's youth. It's James from the Fantastic Fools podcast.
Dad, hey guys, I'm just here to represent fruit and really try and bring back the wholesome energies that have been really just stolen from my invention. So thanks so much for letting me to spread the good word.
Yeah. I forgot to warn you that I do kind of these fun, silly intros that you can or
I can't believe that you googled that I made emojis
because I've done it before, and then I've just had guests panic because they weren't expecting to not be introduced as what they actually are. And our other guest today is the sick, twisted person that invented the ass emoji and is happy that people have finally stopped referring to it as a peach. It's Charlie from Why Did I Do That?
Look, it was a lot of, like, it took a lot of work to get me to where the butt emoji is now, and I'm just glad that it's finally getting the recognition that
it
deserves.
A lot of people don't know this. Charlie actually used to work for me in my emoji development think tank. He kept trying to sneak in these various rude emojis, and I eventually had to let him go. So, I mean, part of me is annoyed that this unwholesome content is being allowed onto people's phones, but part of me is proud that, you know, he's living his best life.
Thank you, Jane. I'm glad that, you know, we could bring ourselves together. It was quite a tumultuous ending to our partnership, and hopefully today we can get back on track and
yeah, I really Zuckerberged you out of that one. So that's
yeah, you really did.
James, I've actually wanted you on the show, like, since day one, because I remember, but it's been a long time since then. Mm. And it's kind of been a funny sort of road that there's been of me nearly asking you to come on this show, because when I debuted this show, I sort of asked who would be interested in coming on future episodes, and you said you would be. But at that point, I'd recorded 4 episodes of Buffer, and this releases monthly.
Yep.
So it was a long time before I needed another guest, and then
I wanted a 6-month holiday.
Exactly. The day that I wanted, I was like, right, I can finally ask James on now. You're like, I'm going away for 6 months and not taking any recording equipment. So I was like, wow, brilliant. And then 5 months later, I was writing my dissertation and I didn't have time for this. I was like, I need to go on a hiatus. And I'm not joking. The day afterwards, you posted, I'm back, everybody! So now I've got you on the show.
Well, and I wanted to.
It's been a pleasure.
Yeah, and that's the show this month. How familiar are you guys with... Are you on Reddit a lot?
More than I should be.
Are you a fan of the subreddit Shower Thoughts?
Of course.
So, for people who don't know, Shower Thoughts is a subreddit where people tend to just go and post one line, which is supposed to be some sort of deep thought that they had, supposedly while they're in the shower. And
wanking.
One thing that I enjoy doing is sorting that by new... and just seeing all the entirely unworthwhile things people think they should share with the surrounding universe. So I've got a game planned, and that is I went and sorted Shower Thoughts by new, and I've just taken a bunch of pictures, and I'm going to sort of provide you half the shower thought and see if you guys can guess
the
ending or where I've left a blank word out.
I've watched a lot of Have I Got News For You in my life, so I feel like I've been preparing for this moment.
The thing is with that, though, there's sort of real-world events you can have knowledge of
to kind of
tie in. Yeah. This is a game where I'm just trying to get you to read the inner thoughts of lunatics. Most of these don't make any sense.
Have you listened to my podcast? I do that every week.
I love your podcast compared to other... movies and TV podcasts, because you guys are just so rude to each other.
We don't have to really just give it up any semblance of pretending to like each other. It's great. It's like if everyone was Jerry on Parks and Rec.
Yeah, exactly. Right, so yeah, the first one is, every time you hear the phone, it's blank. What do you think this person is saying your phone must be in order for you to be able to hear it?
It's crying out for help.
Okay, interesting.
It's... sound waves telling you that other sound waves want to hear your sound waves.
Oh, that's good. That's real good.
They've simply put ringing, which is a very interesting position to hold.
I guess
because
is
it's
it
not true.
Well, is it? Is it counting vibration as a form of ringing? That every notification in some way is some off-pitch version of a ring.
Look, there's one comment on this, and it says, "What if it's playing music or a video or has notification?"
It's like, yeah, it's ringing,
or
man.
You are engaged in the call. bizarre. So
I set the bar too high for this guy's thought patterns.
Yeah.
No, I told you, these are just thoughts of people who have just nothing to say and decided to take to the internet. Now I get to choose who I think came closest. You know what? That's a point either way, I think. Next up, we've got...
I didn't realize this was a points game. I'm playing to win now.
Oh, yeah.
Another use for the term 4chan could be what it is when blank.
What it is when I am bored and sad.
All right.
And horny.
Ooh. Often, those are often three things that happen simultaneously for me. I feel like I can't get turned on unless I am also bored and sad.
Well, it's 4chan, so, and racist as well.
Yeah, I don't know.
That's just tied into horny for me.
Enough about 4chan. Can you repeat the beginning? Because I've completely forgotten what it is.
Another use for the term 4chan could be what it is when, and then complete the sentence.
What it is when incels need a place to go.
And what it is when four people named Chan have a meeting. Which, that it's like, we wouldn't call this Charlie James Carlyle. So... let's call that another point either way.
Maybe you wouldn't call it Charlie James
maybe
Carlyle.
Maybe I wouldn't, but maybe this will... I think that's the name of this episode, Charlie James Carlyle. Your brain can hold a conversation while driving a car, which is something you need to have a license for. But your brain can't hold a conversation while this activity, which is something you've been able to do since kindergarten.
Finger painting.
Sleeping.
Can you hold a conversation while you're literally asleep?
Exactly. Seriously, the asleep and the dead are terrible conversational. It's awful. Pro tip on a first date, do not fall asleep at the table. Your conversation
And when
just
they wake
up,
they never have anything useful to say. They always say things like, get out of my house. Including the dead, which is always a surprise. Someone's made a horrible mistake. Your brain can't hold a conversation while driving a car, which is something you need a license for, but your brain can't hold a conversation while reading a book, which is something you've been able to do since kindergarten. And also, a fundamentally different thing.
So this guy's reading novels early. I'm having books read to me in kindergarten. I'm not going out to an independent reading.
I'm pretty sure I just had picture books when I was in year R.
I'm having trouble kind of figuring out what their point is. Because, like, is just the point that this is a weird thing, or is the point that you should have a license to read a book?
No, the point is that kindergarten should be allowed to drive.
That's... okay, I'm on it there. Charlie can have the point for that.
Yes! I've pulled ahead.
Seems like this point system is arbitrary.
It is very much arbitrary, yes, because I can envision none of these where you will be able to correctly guess what this person has
Look,
thought.
The last time I was on here, we did a quiz based solely around Pokemon, which I don't know anything about, and I lost miserably. So I'm just happy to already have 3 points on the board.
See, but now we're doing a quiz about morons, something I know a lot about, and I'm also losing. So
well, consider that like your golf handicap. Sell your normal phone after 2 to 3 years and you'll get less than half the price. If the phone is blank, though, it costs millions more later on.
If the phone is made of gold.
Okay. Charlie, what do you think?
If the phone is a famous dead person's...
I didn't think you were going to put the sins on the end. I'm just going to say, if it is literally a famous dead person.
No, like if it's like Michael Jackson's phone, that probably...
You want to see them incriminating text.
Yeah, oh, yeah, that's true, actually. Maybe not his. That one was probably confiscated by police, but...
So that's a point to James, because the answer is gold-plated or diamond-studded.
Oh, come on.
It costs millions more later on. Yeah, fucking obviously. Yeah. That's the point of telling me this.
What I lose in humour, I make up for in surprising accuracy.
Having a printer do this thing has to be the most BS moment in your lifetime.
Printing out a picture of literal bullshit.
Very, very good.
Not
very sensible.
Not printing.
Yep. The answer is having a printer print out a black paper has to be the most BS moment in your lifetime. This had one comment that just says, shut up, please.
Who? Why is that assumed that that's something that happens to everyone in their lifetime?
I know.
It's like, yo, kids, when you go through puberty, something you're going to get hair in places you didn't have before, your voice is going to change, and you're going to inexplicably need to print out a completely black piece of paper.
And that, more than anything else, is when you're going to be like, oh, this is bullshit.
Life has no meaning.
It's some guy who hasn't heard of painting, and he's like, I want my room to be darker. He's just going to print out 100 black pages.
Just staple them to the wall.
Yeah.
Okay. This one is just so hard to think of where to put the blank, because the whole thing is just so... interesting. Let's start on a blank. Let's say, doing this because you're too nervous to talk to other girls isn't embarrassing at all.
Watching porn.
Okay, very sensible. Would make a lot of sense if that was what.
Oh, saying. No, that means it's wrong.
I'm gonna actually say printing black pages.
Printing black paper.
Can I? This won't be for the point.
To talk to other girls.
But is it like talking to your mum or talking to your sister or something like that?
No, oh, it's okay. Much worse than that.
Having sex with your mum.
Closer. Dating your sweet and beautiful first cousin because you're too nervous to talk to other girls. Isn't embarrassing at all.
That's not a shower thought.
Clearly.
That's a hill that someone is trying to die on.
I know, exactly. Clearly like a thinly veiled just trying to say, look, listen, I'm dating my first cousin and I'm trying to absolve myself from the judgments of... so I'm gonna less a taste.
I'm just in the shower thinking about how good it is that I'm having sex with my cousin.
Not just my cousin. Not my ugly, disgusting cousin. My sweet and beautiful cousin.
Yeah, if my cousin was a minger, I'd get why everyone was so
if
upset.
If I was dating Shirley, then definitely I would be embarrassed. But Brittany is very attractive, so it's all good.
Yeah, people are like, dude, that's disgusting. And they seem like, oh, I get it.
I went to school with someone who said that if his sister wasn't his sister, he'd fancy her.
Oh, that's very
I mean,
upsetting.
To be fair, she was very attractive, but
it's
I mean...
It's still upsetting. It's just something you're not supposed to say. Right. Mr. Krabs, this is just a fundamental misunderstanding of the point of SpongeBob and these two characters. Mr. Krabs could defeat Plankton by just blank...
Stepping on him.
Ooh, nice. Went to the same thing. No, the answer is, in fact, Mr. Krabs could defeat Plankton by just putting a patent on the Krabby Patty. Plankton is a criminal. He spends the whole episode trying to steal
murder should be
the
made
Krabby
illegal.
Patty recipe. It's not like he'd be like, oh, copyright law is my weakness. Why would that stop him?
Oh, my one weakness, the public domain.
Maybe he's been listening to a lot of Greased Lightning and is a bit wary about that now.
Maybe. Listen to the last episode of this podcast for more information about Greased Lightning.
That's a joke for regular listeners.
It is. Blank is actually an incredibly efficient way to dissipate heat.
When you're boning your cousin and you put the air conditioner on.
that'll do it. I find that's a good way of keeping the room kind of neutral, because obviously the intense heat being generated by the passionate love act and how hot your cousin is.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with printing out white pieces of paper.
All of these are just the same guy.
He's really...
Going on ramen noodles is actually an incredibly efficient way to dissipate heat. The fact that they put actually in there suggests that this is something they've had trouble convincing people.
Yeah. Does it? Is he? No, is he saying like in any situation? Like if you're in the desert and you're hot, just blow on some ramen noodles and you'll be fine.
Before you eat those ramen noodles because you're stranded in the desert and starving, have a good blow on them first to cool down. Yeah, maybe. It's impossible to know what these people are thinking. This one is just wrong. I don't understand. Great. This. So good luck. If you leave blank food out long enough, it will stop being blank.
Frozen?
Makes a lot of sense.
Cold.
Also makes a lot of sense, depending on where you are. The answer is veggie. If you leave veggie food out long enough, it'll stop being veggie. Like, suggesting that if you leave a veggie burger out on the sink for a while, it will gain sentience.
Eventually.
As someone who doesn't eat meat, the hardest thing I had to get over was that when I leave a carrot in my fridge for too long, it just turns into bacon and I don't realise.
So yeah, don't know what this person is, is trying to say, what they think veggie means, but they are definitely wrong. Right. Women do not want a man of the same genetics, knowing that... Fill in the rest.
Women do not want a man of the same... Wait, can you repeat?
Women do not want a man of the same genetics, knowing that... So why wouldn't a woman want a man of the same genetics?
I don't know, because, I mean, the same genetics obviously means you're part of the same family, which, as we've discussed, is a really good and healthy way to avoid your...
Especially if you're having trouble talking to other girls. This guy's, I mean, it's just the only...
Yeah, so this step. Guy... This is clearly written by a different person.
Well, no, this could be like a complaint of that guy saying, I can't get all the love for this reason. But even then, this is
Can you
nonsense.
Repeat it one more time?
Women do not want men of the same genetics, knowing that...
They have the same genetics so that they can't bang.
That'd make a lot of sense, wouldn't it?
They have the same fears.
Women do not want men of the same genetics, knowing that natural evolution makes interracial children.
What?
So that's a point either way, because...
What?
Apparently no one was closer.
How? What? Excuse me?
I feel like the guy banging his cousin might be a better bloke.
That's the thing. This doesn't... Maybe this is racist. This doesn't say this is a bad thing. This doesn't have any sort of semblance. Parts A and B of this sentence seem entirely unconnected. It's just very strange, and I don't know how true it is. I mean, I have a degree in genetics, and this is, for me, this is a solid question mark of just trying to analyze what this person means by this.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's from Casanova Nova on Reddit. Thank you for your thoughts.
Sounds like
they do
Casanova.
Seem like a Casanova.
You were Snap. Blank at one point.
Come.
Would make sense.
I feel like that's too smart. You were
really me yelling out the word "come" into the internet is too smart.
You say that. Very good guess for this game, because when I sorted by that, that's this. Nearly every post was something about the fact that you were once just a sperm cell, which isn't correct, because egg cells are involved. Clearly, a lot of people in Shower Thoughts think the way that procreation happens is a man's sperm just curls up in a corner of the uterus and becomes a human being. Because there are a bunch of ones just like, if more than one sperm survives, then you'd have two babies. That's not how that works. Charlie, what do you think?
You were at one point a naked rock.
When a naked rock.
Yeah.
Aren't we all?
Feces is the answer. You were feces at one point, which is a much worse understanding than the wrong example that I just pointed out.
This guy's
the wrong
some...
example I just pointed out is at least sort of understandable if you have a very limited knowledge of biology.
But this guy's part of some weird Buddhist cult where you are born, you are shat out, and then you are reincarnated.
I really enjoy this one because I've not read the comments, but it's got eight. When I took the picture of this, it had 18 comments and 0 points. So, most of these have no comments. People were like, I've got something to say about this. This one we won't use for the game. It's just because I don't know where I'd put in a blank. I'm just going to read it out loud. Humans came from Mars. We lived on Mars a long time ago, but we ruined the climate there, making it uninhabitable. The last two humans alive, Adam and Eve, came to Earth on a spaceship, which is the meteorite that made dinosaurs extinct.
That's just a fan theory.
I mean, about the Bible. It. You can't disprove it.
I'm going to refer to all creation myths from now on as fan theories about the Bible.
I'm just having an interesting time. I mean, obviously the timeline doesn't add up. But this guy clearly doesn't understand what the subreddit is, but he's also clearly confident enough in knowing that this is what this subreddit is, that I can post this.
He states it as such fact as well.
I mean, yeah. Can you disprove it? Where's the science?
There's no kind of might have been.
Yeah, it's not like I think. It's like I've discovered the true secret of the universe. Yeah. Step one.
It's apparently a pretty...
Yeah, step one. Adam and Eve were real, and it gets weirder.
Apparently this is a pretty widely held belief, because on one episode of the show I talked about conspiracy theories, and there is a whole book called Legacy of the Sky People, which is about this, apparently.
I've read the Bible.
People are lizards. This was in there, to be fair. That was all in the Bible. The only acceptable time to show your young children your prom pictures is if...
they want inspiration.
They want to see the night you lost your virginity.
Just show them the video.
Ah, true. I forgot about that.
Is if your prom date became your wife. That is the only time it's ever appropriate. Otherwise, you will scar these children.
Hey, Dad, what did you look like when you went to prom? You must never behold. The sinful sight.
Did you... Is a prom date a thing in Luxembourg/Australia? Because they weren't a thing here at all.
So the school that I went to is an international school that was formerly an American international school. So prom was a pretty good big deal. And I asked two girls out to prom. The first one said no outright. The second one said yes. And then a week later she said, I've changed my mind. So prom was a pretty demoralizing time for me in Luxembourg. Eventually someone asked me, and I was so shocked that any woman could want me at that point that I just sort of was like, why not? Is what I said. But it worked out in the end. But yeah, I imagine that probably wasn't a very encouraging thing for her to hear.
Well, we don't have proms. James?
Oh, okay. Right.
We had high school formals. You could invite someone, but you did not have to. So 1 year I just went with my mates, and 1 year I invited someone from work. But it's not like a big deal. We don't have... Do we have king and queen? Maybe. Oh,
we didn't have a king and queen.
We didn't have a king and queen because they suggested doing it, and we all said we will kill you if you do.
Nick from my podcast, they actually gave out a king and queen, but it's for the best dancers, and he won king. So we try and remind him of that in every episode. So just letting everyone know, because that's really important.
They gave out like awards, most likely kind of awards at ours, and they got theirs from like a list of just things you should hand out. And me and my friends were in a band. We were in a rock band, so we didn't really appreciate this one. We got, it's most likely to be part of a big boy band. And no one...
What a
no
specific prize.
No one wants to see my hairline receding big gut boy band. And it's just not the music we made. So we were like, why did you give us this? And she was like, it was the only one that on the list. I'm like, you printed these certificates. You weren't actually beholden to the list. You could have just said band.
Was there one that was like most likely to be in a small and unsuccessful boy band?
There should have been. Okay. Cars have two seats with a small gap between them. Buses have four seats with an aisle between them. Yet.
You must stand on airplanes.
I was going to say, yet planes have four seats with a small gap.
No, the answer is... yet both fit the same size lanes on the road.
Wow.
This person seems unaware of the concept that cars take up less of that lane than buses do.
No, Carlisle, if things both drive in the same space, they must be the same size. Exactly. Everyone knows the same that. Size.
I keep trying to fit my four friends on my motorcycle. They keep falling off. I'm like, motorcycles. The science supports this. If a bus can go through, we can get it.
Earth is suffering because of smart people and their inventions. The human race would probably have a better chance of surviving if blank.
We all had sex with our cousins.
Probably.
I mean it solved
it, solved this underpopulation crisis we're having at the moment.
Can you repeat it again? Sorry, I missed it.
Earth is suffering because of smart people and their inventions. The human race would probably have a better chance of surviving if...
we killed all the scientists.
Pretty fair. That's probably going to be a point either way. The answer is if we were all idiots.
Ah, yes.
This guy watched Idiocracy once and was like, but what if it was good?
You know what? He makes no attempt to explain. I looked through the comments, and at no point does he attempt to explain why Earth is suffering because of smart people and their invention.
Because if we didn't know about all the bad things that were happening, they wouldn't exist. Everything would be fine.
That's very true. Yeah, if we just didn't know about climate change, it would be fine with it.
It's a social construct, man.
It definitely is. Yoda's biological mother or father was probably from the blank species.
I'm going to say Hutt.
Okay.
I'm going to say Grinch.
I'm going to give that point to Charlie.
Yes!
The answer is Gremlins.
Oh, nice.
And why would you think this?
It's obvious.
Sure, there are cosmetic similarities. They're from different franchises.
Yeah, but it was probably a gremlin, though.
Yeah, and also...
what other explanation could there be?
So, if anything, it makes more sense that gremlins would come from the Yoda species if they were in the same universe.
No, it goes gremlins, Yodas, back to gremlins.
Go back to gremlins again.
Yeah.
If you find yourself stranded on an island with a bunch of blind people, just lie and say this lie, and they will make you their king.
My name is Barack Obama.
Patron saint of the blind.
Just say that I already live on the island. Oh, I know the island, something like that.
Just, I am king of this island already.
Yeah.
Oh, but we're going to make you our sanctioned king. Just lie and say that you have one eye. Apparently this is based on an old saying.
Based on a phrase. Yeah, in the world of the blind.
Yeah. But this person has taken that phrase to mean sort of absolute truth. And everyone was like, what are you talking about? He's like, haven't you heard the phrase? And people are like, I have heard the phrase. That doesn't mean this makes sense. Because, you know, you could say I have full 3D vision. Or, you know, anything else. Just, yeah, really odd. But whatever. I guess that would put you, I guess, in a better place to rule than people who are fully blind, but whatever. If you try to make your tongue do this, it won't do so.
Lick an ice lolly when it's warm.
Lick a puddle.
I'm going to say turn into a man.
See, that... you can't do that. It's you can try your hardest.
Try as you might.
Not become a full person. The answer is, if you try to make your tongue stay in place consciously, it won't do so. The first thing I did when I read this is try to keep my tongue in place consciously and managed very easily. I imagine you guys are trying now.
I'm doing it now, sorry.
Yeah, no, real easy.
Real easy.
I'm going to try. So, I'm going to keep trying for the rest of the podcast, though, so just go on without me.
just really going to get...
I'm going to nail this tongue thing.
Maybe they mean while talking. Hi. Like, that's the only thing I can think that you're like,
yeah.
I'm trying to keep my tongue in place and it's not working very well.
At a Charlie James Carlyle, we never use our tongues to speak. people with glasses probably have an easier time falling asleep because...
they can't see when they take off their glasses. Or like everything goes dark when they take off their glasses.
That is a common misconception about blind people without glasses. So, because they physically die. They go into the long
sleep.
They will
physically die without food or water, without being able to find.
They can't see the food or water. We all become Velma.
Yeah, I'm going by Velma from Scooby-Doo rules, as in, like, just completely blind.
And you should, because that is universal to all people with glasses. As someone with glasses.
Yes.
Since taking off their glasses to go to bed is a signal to the brain to just shut down, since they have been doing the same thing for years. Anybody who has been going to sleep for years, which is any human person who is old enough to be conscious of when they started going to sleep, has been doing the same thing for years. You do this, you take, you change into whatever you put your clothes on, you get into bed. There's a lot of steps you take.
If you think that would make a difference, just buy some like clear glasses and wear them all day, and then when you take them off, you'll be like, I'm so tired, I've taken off my glasses.
So someone who has glasses, this does not help me sleep. I don't get better sleep than the other members of my family who do not wear glasses.
Have you asked them though?
Thing to say. They know, because they're like, you woke me up at 3 a.m. I was like, yeah, I was eating a pancake because I couldn't sleep. I'm like, why did you think that would help? And I said, I don't know, I make bad choices. Right. This one is just hilarious. Whenever there is an earthquake, coffins become temporary. What?
Oh, I think I've seen this one. Maracas?
Okay. That is real good. I was going to say, like, oh, I can't think of the word, like a club, like a nightclub.
Maracas is the answer.
Oh, that was really
I guess
good.
That, did you see that on Shower Thoughts?
Yeah, I reckon I probably did.
Yeah,
or
I guess
like,
that one
or some
was the
shitty
one that
shower
I looked
thoughts
at that took off and got to the hot page, yeah. Because it was on new when I, yeah, that is correct. And it's also hilarious.
Okay, I definitely get a point. I definitely get a point.
Yes, you do. You get a point.
You've got two, like, spot on.
Suck it.
And amazingly, because of the arbitrary way that I've been assigning points, you are currently 1 point.
Yes!
This is some QI bullshit.
This is some QI bullshit. Currently, the points are 12-11.
Yes.
To Charlie.
Yes.
Yeah. There was a point where you were, like, 2 points ahead.
Don't remind me of the. Don't want to think about it. I've blown this lead.
I mean, you know what? I'm going to say you get 2 points for actually getting.
Oh, come on! You can't arbitrarily change the arbitrary point system, Carlisle. Halfway through,
1 point.
I would agree, but I would actually say it's probably closest to 10 or 15 points that's worth. Just because of how difficult it was for me to have seen that post in the past.
You said we got about two to spot on, so I'll give you two extra points for that. You get 2 points if you actually get it, and 1 point if you are closer, or you amuse me. Because that's how John got like three of his points. Technically, your father is as old as you because...
Oh, this is another sperm one.
In his sperm, yeah.
No, you didn't become a father till... He didn't become a father till you were born. What do you think old means? What the fuck are you talking about? Technically, your father is as old as you because he didn't become a father till you were born.
Okay.
So then he says, think about it.
But
yeah,
here's the thing, right?
Thinking about
what if you have an older sibling? This entire premise falls completely apart.
This premise made no sense to begin with, but as you pointed out, even if you buy into this premise, it's flawed. Yeah, stupid.
Everyone knows the second your dad becomes a father, he completely changes
to a baby.
It's like,
and you're just both
before that he was
wild.
John, but now he is dad. And they are completely different people.
He's like a pope. He takes a new name.
Yeah.
Students go through high school without ever doing this thing unknowingly.
Signing up for the army.
Well, I think there's probably cases of that not being true.
I just watched Community.
Students go through high school without something knowingly. Without
doing something unknowingly. There's one thing that they never do unknowingly while they're going through high school.
Masturbating over teachers.
Yeah, you'd be pretty conscious if you were doing that. Students go through high school without ever touching the floor.
Why am I thinking of Headmaster Peterson?
Students go through high school without ever touching the floor unknowingly.
Wow. I mean,
why high school? Surely
everyone
this is just a
goes through life.
I mean, the floor. If you fall over, there's a point when you're not touching the floor. I guess then you still know you're going
to
touch the floor.
But then you touch the floor, and then you're aware you've touched the floor. Yeah. You might not be thinking about it, but you know. But then the one exception to this I can think of is sleepwalking. And then if you're in like a boarding school, then you could very possibly go wandering the halls of the boarding school without knowing about it.
That's not bad.
But what? Why high school? Just go through high school without ever touching the floor unknowingly. That's such a bizarre restriction you put on this phenomenon that you've discovered. Yeah, really strange.
This guy got hired to like write the end of year speech for his high school. And he's like, I should put in some fun facts. we always know we're walking on the floor. on this high school...
It's that high school had a really poor selection for who was going to be their school speaker.
Our mascot is the high school floor walkers, and we know we walk on floors.
The double negative makes it so much more confusing as well. They're never unknowing.
We won't make this one part of the game because I forgot that I included it and I've already talked about it. If more than one sperm cell survived the journey, there may be a lot of babies come that due date. No, they couldn't. That's not how it works. moving on.
If more than one sperm cell failed first grade biology.
This one should be pretty easy to
in
guess.
In sperm school.
Nobody has found evidence that UFOs don't exist. Therefore,
it is okay to have sex with your attractive cousin if you're too scared to talk to other girls.
Therefore...
Listen, do you know for a fact that UFOs don't exist? Then you can't have a problem with me and Diane.
No one has said that no one can prove UFOs don't exist. Therefore, the government did 9/11.
Nobody has found evidence that UFOs don't exist. Therefore, they must exist. Mm. So, evidence of absence... absence of evidence is not evidence of absence. Yes. However, you know, there is also an amount of common sense that goes into something. For example, there is no evidence that disproves the fact that when a dog is not being observed in any way, any cameras, any eyes, anything, that it turns blue. And it turns back again when any amount of observation comes back on it. There is no way, as human beings, we can disprove that fact.
It's like Toy Story.
Yeah. But also...
Except a really boring version of Toy Story where they just change colour and nothing
happens. But also, I think we're all... We can take for granted, probably, that doesn't happen. So, yeah. Odd thing.
Oh yeah, I mean, maybe your dog's just not special.
Maybe. Differences in human sexuality is simply blank preference.
I feel like I've seen this somewhere. I probably haven't, but...
This has 4 points, and it really annoys me that this has 4 points.
Oh, it's got upvotes. All right, it's good.
Yeah.
I'm just going to say genital preference.
Okay.
I don't know, man. Sausage or taco preference?
Whole preference. Differences in human sexuality is simply whole preference. That explains it all.
I know a lot of...
Despite the fact that a lot of straight people like having anal sex.
And also...
I know a lot of gay guys who are like...
Jobs.
A lot of gay guys who are just like, I'm all about that urethra.
We exclusively dock.
It's really bad. Things aren't going well.
If humans could turn their heads 360 degrees, then we would never blank.
Be jealous of owls.
That's very good. We would never, I would just say, be surprised. I'm trying to get points.
Those both make... a lot of sense. If humans could turn their head 360 degrees, then we would never be dizzy. Why do you think this?
Surely we would be more dizzy.
How fast we're turning our head 360 degrees. Or, you know, if we get like, or if we spin around in a circle really quickly, we're just immune to that now.
It's the teacup ride effect.
Yeah, it's okay, right. Doesn't hurt you anymore. Yeah. I don't, why? Why have you said this? Vegetarian food was good until this ruined it.
Taking out the meat.
Very good.
Until the people ruined it.
Yeah, this is a direct attack on Charlie.
Yeah.
It's until vegans ruined it.
Yeah, I could see that coming a mile off.
But what does this mean?
Why? Vegans are annoying.
Yeah, but how did they ruin vegetarian food?
Because it makes the food...
By eating it like good. A bunch of pricks.
Yeah.
Yeah. But this suggests that they somehow made the quality of vegetarian food worse. Not guilting people for eating it, but the food is worse now because of the infringement made upon them by vegans.
Maybe they're saying that because it used to also be able to have cheese and eggs in it or whatever. And now they're going,
yeah,
oh,
but that's,
now
that's
it, now
still
I,
vegetarian.
That's still vegetarian. This guy sucks.
It just sucks, yeah. Hey, you /
sleazy. Does that count as 2 points for me?
You suck. No, because you said the people.
Oh, God.
So that counts as 1 point for you, which okay. means you guys finish this game on 15 points apiece.
Oh, do you not have a tiebreaker?
No, we've
the
run
second
out.
Game.
The second game.
Yeah, we finished the subreddit, guys.
Clearly, this was a very arbitrarily pointed thing, so I think it probably works out that you guys have won a tie. We should probably just leave it at that.
Yeah.
The other thing we're going to do now is something I do at the end of every episode of this, except for the last one, because the last one was sort of a high-concept episode of this podcast. About a year ago now, I came into possession of a book of Disney-mandated and approved Star Wars jokes.
Ooh.
Meant as a stocking stuffer for last year. So yeah, I've had it for about a year now. And the way that the sort of lore of this book is that
it was Jabba written by Jon Favreau.
It might be better if it was. Jabba the Hutt has fed his previous court jester to his Sarlacc.
Yep, I remember that scene.
Right. Yeah, and now all the various characters, and I mean all of the various characters from Star Wars. Original trilogy are competing in a stand-up competition to be appointed as Jabba the Hutt's new jester because there's nothing more that Luke Skywalker and Obi-Wan want.
Why are we wasting time
Jabba's jester
on the Mandalorian when we could have this as a live action series?
So yeah, we're about halfway through the book now.
I want to watch Boss Nass fucking tear up on the stand-up stage.
And at the end of every set there is a blank out of 10 for us to fill in, and then we can decide who should be Jabba's new jester. So that's the kind of appeal of why we're doing this. We're getting to the bottom of this book to find out who is the funniest.
It's a lot of preamble to go through to eventually crown Lobot as the winner, but yes.
We've already had Lobot. I'm serious. Like, there's so many characters that you think they wouldn't bother to include, and I don't think he did very well. Okay, no, next up actually is Princess Leia.
Mm. Oh, okay. This is going to be good.
Who has a lot of jokes. And again, they've given us a chance to rate the jokes separately, so no, we'll just wait till the end. She's the young senator from Alderaan, plus she's a rebel leader, a crack shot, and she's a princess. Wow, but is she funny? Let's find out. Again, pretty weak intro from Salacious Crumb there.
He's running out of steam.
Join the gym. He thought he knew the droids would work out.
What?
Do you get it?
I don't get it.
Is that a line?
What? The punchline is he thought the new droids would work out. Why did Luke join the gym?
Is it because he buys...
Well, then surely he wouldn't need to
say,
join
a
gym.
Think these droids would work out? Is that a line from the movie? If it is, this is the most contextual joke in the whole fucking book.
If the droids are working out...
I just don't understand. Why would he go to the gym? Yeah.
Yeah. He wanted to... He was jealous?
The droids are getting all the chicks.
Guys, like, geez, C-3PO's biceps are bulging.
Gives a shit about Luke anymore, man.
Yeah, fuck the power converters. I'm gonna get some bloody protein.
Why did the Wookiee cross the road? Let's see if you can guess.
Is it just like a garbled Chewbacca yell response. Just like,
that would have been really, that would have been pretty funny. The answer is it was the chicken's day off.
Oh my god.
The professional chicken who is hired to crossroads.
I remember last time we did this, there was like one or two that I actually like genuinely found funny. These are just terrible.
This was so long. I hear Jabba's on a seafood diet. He sees food, he eats it.
Yep. Is that the whole joke?
That's the joke.
Oh my god. Also, if the previous jester has been chucked into the Rancor pit, like, don't make jokes about Jabba the Hutt. Like, that's yeah, just a dumb move.
That is very, that's a poor idea.
I'm choosing to believe that Boba Fett was the previous jester because it makes more sense than anything else.
No, because I think he has a set coming up or already gone. Why did Han put his money in the carbon freezer?
Wanted some cold hard cash.
Yeah, there we go. He's got it.
Oh, nice.
That is the answer.
That was good.
I heard Han stole Jabba's calendar. Apparently his days are numbered now.
Yep.
Moving on.
I don't get it.
This is some good comedy.
This
is a tight five.
This is peppered with a bunch of like it's got LOL written, but the O is the Rebel insignia.
I just hope it like dovetails into some weird racial humor in the Star Wars universe.
Oh, I'd love some
like,
racial humor. Just
three really Mon Calamaris walk into a bar and you know what happens next. One of them follows the religion of the Wookiee land. And yeah, the other one is brave. Jewish.
Again, we've got another very brave attack on Jabba here. I'm not saying Jabba's heavy, but last time he stepped on the scales, it said, to be continued. Oh. You're really playing with your life.
Yeah.
Where do Gungans keep their money?
Mister. That's what he says,
bomb,
isn't it?
In their bombad wallets.
He goes, Mister, Mister.
In Jar Jar Banks.
Oh, that is very good.
Could,
I like
could
that
just say
one.
In a jar.
And after that, it's got he written, but the H's are TIE fighters.
That's very clever.
That's the funniest thing about in the book so far.
What do you call an Ewok with no teeth? Again, this is doable.
Ewok.
That'd be good if they'd written that somehow. A gummy bear.
Yeah.
See, a lot of people complained about comedy in some of the more recent Star Wars films, but imagine if the Canto Bite scene had stopped for 5 minutes of stand-up from Carrie Fisher.
Last one.
What's with that Millennium Falcon food, am I right?
Oh wait, only one person here has been on that ship.
Where do stormtroopers get their uniforms cleaned? Oh god, I hate this. I'm just gonna say it. At the dry cloners.
Oh, that's
they're not even clones anymore. The stormtroopers aren't clones.
So that is
some of them are, but
that is the entirety of Leia's set. Out of 10, what
it's a tight. It's a tight 5 minutes. She's done well.
I'd say bring her back, you know, next week. Give her another shot.
Yeah,
see how she gets.
There's
on.
Potential here.
Yeah,
I'm gonna go with
definitely better than the stormtrooper.
I'm gonna say like a six or maybe or a five or a six. 5.5 for me.
Can I just? How many female characters are in this book?
There's a lot of people who are like, you would never know what their gender is because they are like just a.
It's the slug from Empire Strikes Back person. That lives in the meteoroid.
Like, there's an Ewok in here that could be whatever.
Oh, okay.
There's several droids. There are bounty hunters whose faces are just bugs. So, yeah, I don't know. But the only person who is obviously female by human standards is, I think.
Okay.
Next.
Leia Mon Moth's on this.
She's she is on there. Okay.
Later.
Next up is Bosk with a fun 10 minutes about how much he hates PC culture.
A 5.5 as well, did you say?
I'm gonna go 5.
5, okay. James, out of 10, what do you think?
I'm going to go 3. I'm going hard.
All right.
Because I hate women.
Keep them out of comedy. That's what we always say here on Content, presumably. All right, and we'll do one more because we're recording for about an hour now. And this one makes no sense. Because guess who is the next? And this book has a very limited amount of lore. So guess who's next?
Is it Jabba the
Hutt? Emperor.
Jabba the Hutt is the next contender. Oh, no.
I love that. He's auditioning for his own role.
He's auditioning to be his own jester. Salacious Crumb has said, this is his intro. Oh, boss, do you want to take a turn? I bet everyone will laugh lots. Hear that, audience? I'm sure everyone will laugh lots. That's quite funny.
That's very good.
There's something there. He's just three jokes for him. The other day, I went to a restaurant on a barren asteroid. Great food, but no atmosphere. I think James saw it coming.
No, I was just laughing. I thought that was...
That's all right. It's better than the food on Tatooine, though. I'm sick of sandwiches. Sand, I guess.
Are these all food related? This book's got one gimmick, and it's Jabba the Hutt is fat.
Well, there is one joke left, and it is food related. Don't even talk to me about Hoth. Nothing but icebergers.
Oh.
And then they toss in the Family Guy bit about how they should call it Colth.
You know
I
what?
Like the atmosphere joke.
I'm giving that a 7. I liked the first two, but the last one really tanked it.
I'm going to go a 5.
I think I'm going for like a 4, so we'll call that like a 5.5 probably roughly. Right, and that'll probably do us for this month in the book, in the Star Wars joke book. We're approaching the end now. And for this episode of Content, presumably. So I want to thank you both so much for coming on. James, do you want to tell the people about your very funny podcast, the Fantastic Fools podcast?
I'll certainly try. We're Fantastic Fools pretty much everywhere. We talk about movie news, movies, TV shows, and sometimes we just like have random episodes where we talk about like Tom's the Tank Engine or some shit. I don't know. Probably best place to find us, fantasticfools.com is our website. It's also a pop culture satire page. You can find us on all the social medias.
Everybody should, if nothing else, check out the website. Is hysterical. It's really, really funny.
Well, thank you very much.
Yeah, the podcast is also very good. If you are daunted by the amount of movies and TV podcasts out there, this one's actually good.
No comment.
It's one of the few I actually listen to. Yeah, because right now everybody's starting a podcast. I have three. So
you're the problem, Carlisle. It's all your fault.
Charlie, do you want to tell people about Why Did I Do That?
Yes, I have a show called Why Did I Do That? Both of these lovely people have been on it. I get people to tell embarrassing stories. James is on one of the early... Actually, you're both on early episodes, and then Carlisle comes back. But on James's episode, it just shows him to be like the nicest man ever. So listen to that.
I was really bad at picking
the wrong opinion of James.
Yeah, I was just like, how can I frame this just to really big note myself on some random guy's podcast?
You're like, literally four people might listen to this, so I need to make a good impression.
Seeing as I brought up the fact that I have three podcasts, I may as well plug the fact that me and Charlie have a podcast together called A Podcast for Everyone, where we analyze busted lyrics like their poetry. You may know Busted from Year 3000. We have a lot of fun doing that, so you should check that out.
We also have a long-running Busted theory that goes through all the songs and shows that they're actually very deep concept albums that no one's realized before.
Yeah, we're trying to link every song in album order as if they are in chronological order, part of an ongoing story that each album is trying to tell, which means at this point that story has become just fucking insane. if you want to follow this show, you can find us at C Presumably on Facebook and Twitter, or email contactpresumably@gmail.com. And thank you both again for coming on, and thank you, listener, for listening.
Thank you for having me.
Next month.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.